we just had Senator Maggie Hassan on the show. We have other candidates coming up for office, but we also have office holders. One of them is U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen. She will be in attendance about midday today in Woodstock. President Joe Biden visiting New Hampshire. And the red-listed bridge, I believe Senator Shaheen was on hand for the signing. A busy day yesterday, by the way, at the White House. Not only the signing of the infrastructure bill, but President Biden had a three-plus-hour virtual summit with the leader of China. So the president's coming here. Last time the president was here, as you know, Senator Shaheen, it wasn't a great day in terms of the weather. It was the first of the nation presidential primary in February. It was kind of a bleak day, and Joe Biden finished fifth in the first of the nation presidential primary, but then went on to South Carolina where things turned around. But he does, Senator, come into a state where, as Neil Levesque yesterday, St. Anthony College said, about 68% of the people in New Hampshire poll do not favor the direction of things nationally. My question to you, Senator, does this infrastructure bill start to maybe hit home for some people in a good way to make them feel that this is going to be something that families in New Hampshire can benefit from? And good morning, Senator. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Jack. Well, I think this infrastructure package is going to be good for New Hampshire. It makes significant investments in the state, everything from broadband to clean drinking water to roads and bridges, and we're going to be up in Woodstock today at a bridge over the Pemigewasset that is in very bad shape. So it will highlight just how these investments will make a difference, not just for New Hampshire, but for people across the country. And so I think it's important to continue to work on what makes a difference in New Hampshire and to people across this country. And infrastructure is one of those things. If people don't have to sit for many hours in long lines because the roads are bad or go over potholes or detour around bridges that aren't working or can't get access to internet in their homes, then their lives are going to be harder.
Is there inflationary pressures are real, Senator? You know that. I'm sure you're very aware of that across the board. Families listening know that. It's sort of something that doesn't feel like it's going away soon. Is there anything in this infrastructure bill that you think addresses that over time?
Well, there are some things that address the supply chain problems, and I think that's very important. I was at UPS several weeks ago listening to the challenges that our trucking industry is having. We're about 80,000 truck drivers short in this country, and one of the things that this bill does is to provide funding to help recruit and train truck drivers so that we don't have that shortage. That's been one of the challenges with the supply chain issues. There are investments in ports that will be significant as we look at the future, and airports. Again, all really important to keeping commerce moving.
Mm-hmm. Senator Shaheen, I want to have a few moments because of time, and I know you're going to be heading up to be with the president in Woodstock. I think it's a midday type event on the Pemigewasset Bridge there that's been prepared for this with a podium and a stage. Senator, you were at the White House yesterday, right, for the bill signing?
I was.
I was
one of the negotiators of that bill. There were five Democrats and five Republicans who worked for months to get a deal that went through the Senate.
Now, my question is, you've known the president, the person Joe Biden, for many years over the years, and I just want to ask the board a personal question. How do you sense he's faring these days? Is he liking the job? Does he show frustration at time on a lot of things because of the divisiveness of things and everything's politicized? I'm just curious. I mean, does he seem upbeat or does he seem just very focused and a lot on the plate? I know he met with the Chinese leader virtually last night, but, you know, inflation's real. You look at the numbers he's showing nationally. Is he frustrated or does he seem upbeat?
Well, you know, yesterday at the White House, I had a chance to talk to him for a little bit, and he was talking about how important his conversation with Xi Jinping was going to be last night. He talked about the importance of these investments in infrastructure across the country and the importance of bipartisanship, and I thought he seemed very upbeat. He's concerned about the country, like we all are. Nobody likes to see inflation going up as high as it is. Nobody likes to pay more for gasoline and milk and bread and what we need to keep our families together. And he's worried about that just as we all are. And he's worried about COVID, the continued spread of COVID, which in New Hampshire has taken a turn for the worse. And we all need to do everything we can to encourage people to get vaccinated, because until we get everybody vaccinated, we are not going to get ahead of this pandemic.
All right, Senator Shaheen, I know you have a busy day greeting the president and heading up to Woodstock. We'll catch you again real soon. GMI Studios, U.S. Senator Jean Cheney, thanks for being with us.
Great to talk to you, Jack.
All right.
Bye-bye.